Is that a motorcycle?
Yeah. I'm gay.
Okay. Hey, everybody. What's up? How you doing? Is that the Cole Show? Hi. Welcome. It's we're live. It's Thursday night. Thursday evening. You weren't. Pro Xbox Craft was here 4 minutes before you, swim team. And also, say hi to Colby. He's here, too. Hey, Pro Xbox. I know. I'm excited for you to go see a game.
He was here last time, I thought.
Swim. Yeah, but he said, hi, Seth. He needs to acknowledge your presence.
Oh, no, he doesn't. I'm barely here.
I would like him to acknowledge you.
I'm barely here. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, but if he doesn't acknowledge you, then all the weight of responsibility of entertainment's on me.
Like
if he acknowledges you, then
that.
It's 50-50.
Like it's never.
Just mentally let me have it, okay? Let me feel like you're pulling some weight.
Okay. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
I don't even know who you are. You will.
Hey, no spoilers. Mm-hmm. Pro Xbox Craft hasn't seen it, although we are going to watch it.
Sucks. 2 weeks.
Spider-Man trailer
tonight.
2 weeks
has been up, bro.
Kind of a big deal. Hey, they're putting my emotes in there. Hey, first of all, hi, everybody. Swim Team, Pro Xbox Craft, Maniche, Acid Cat. Have you seen my new emote?
Manooch.
Have you seen it?
My gooch, Manooch.
Okay, I'm going to show it to you.
Hurry up. Is that you eating a banana?
What do you think? You like that?
It's really bad. You know what's even worse? Is I designed you fucking 30 emotes to use. And
27.
You use a fucking 30!
27.
There's three more on the list.
Yeah, but you haven't made those.
What if I have? I just haven't sent them.
You haven't because
I
you would have.
In my mind.
That's not the same thing. I've designed them in my mind too. That's not useful. So yeah. But that's a tier 3. So I still use yours.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
You might as well shit on my design skills, man. Fuck you.
That doesn't make any sense.
Fuck you.
I have a t-shirt with your art on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, dude. Okay.
See, no money from that.
Yeah, well, that's because no one's bought it. Okay, it's hard to give me money.
Uh-huh. I saw one that was huge on a shirt last week.
That's true. You didn't design that one.
I absolutely did.
Nope. You hit a penis in the nose, you don't get money for that. Okay? All right. And in fact,
if I can hide a penis in everything I do for you,
no,
then I don't want
do
any
money. Do not do that.
I don't want any money. I really should have done it with that fucking burrito party thing. Damn it. Well, from now on, I'll try and remember.
Do it in everyone else's artwork. If you do it to Renz, he'll think it's a feature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll love it.
I could just make the T a dick.
You could literally just make his entire logo a photorealistic schlong, just write Ren TV on a Comic Sans, and he'll probably think that's fine.
Nah.
Well, yeah, but he'll like it.
Nah.
Ren would love it.
I mean, you hit a dick right there in your new emote. Everybody thinks that's a banana. That's an albino.
Look at the cheek action on that, man. I'm going at it.
It looked like a baboon.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hey, everybody. What's up? I am not going to put that emote on a shirt.
Custom jewelry? Not a fan of it.
Chat's out of control tonight, mostly because I am. Blue, got the It trailer open. Okay? I don't want to watch it. It's scary.
It's not at all.
Have you seen it?
No.
But how do you know it's not scary?
Because it's a fucking clown, man. It's a CGI clown. I never saw it because I thought, same as you, scary.
Yeah.
Until I watched a video of literally the last scene in the movie.
Well, that doesn't have any context.
Not scary.
You can't judge that off what the people said. This trailer's scary.
I've had enough of jump scares for the rest of my life based off of last week.
Didn't work?
No.
Dude, last week you were not scared by the jump scares, okay?
No, I was.
No, you weren't. You were terrified by the psychological horror of the big blue man chasing you around the room.
I mean, that did not help when a jump scare happened, yes.
Yeah,
I think
well,
it's a matter of both, yes.
Yeah, well, you ran terrified because your girlfriend chased you down the stairs one time.
I did.
You thought she was Mr. X.
After, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like being chased.
Hold on,
apparently.
I gotta help Menace here. He's trying to delete a quote.
You got this, man. Solid show time effort here.
I'm trying to help. Well, he put everything thinks that's a banana as his quote. Proofread, you know? And then I wouldn't have to stop the show to help him delete.
Yeah.
I love the man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He also spelled watch with a 2. You see that? Twatch.
Maybe he's on mobile, man. It's hard to type.
He's not.
It's hard to type.
He's not on mobile. There's no chance. I mean, I like the man, but... Okay.
Do you?
I do.
I don't know if you do.
I do.
You're making fun of him right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Don't say it again. Don't.
Am I?
Damn it.
It's NY slang. All right, whatever. But hey, guys, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. I don't know. Should we talk about Game of Thrones?
Nah.
I mean, here's what we got to talk about. Maybe we run through it. It's got a pretty jam-packed Thursday. Okay?
Stop reading and speak on the show that you're on.
Am I?
I have keys. I can force these.
No, don't stab me. Okay.
I can force them.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Game of Thrones.
Sucks.
Okay. I mean, I feel like we should talk more about that.
It sucks.
We got
it's lazy and it's pointless.
Okay. We also got the Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks stupid.
We got the It trailer.
Even dumber.
We've got, the entirety of the Detective Pikachu movie.
It's just a fucking Pokemon dancing.
We've got Denver making psychedelic mushrooms legal. First country in the U.S. to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms.
They're not legal. They're just
decriminalized. They're decriminalized. And we've got a shark that has returned to California waters after 30 years that is the size of a yacht.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's start there. That one's interesting.
You want to talk about the very last piece?
Let's see this shark.
Okay, here's the shark.
That's a fucking big shark.
Sharks as big as small yachts have been spotted off California's coast after a 30-year absence. Okay? Species of enormous sharks, some as small, long as small yachts, have been frequently spotted off the coast of Southern California.
You know
and after
what I
all
hate
but vanished
shark
decades
photos?
Ago. What?
There's no reference ever.
Oh, like you can't tell how big
like
this
that
is.
That could be a foot long, or it could be 20 feet long.
Yeah, but it's the size of a yacht, so we know it's big.
Yeah, but it's at a small yacht.
I'm gonna close whatever this is. Oh my god,
that's the worst. I hate
god,
fucking
websites,
ads
dude.
These
websites
days,
are the
man.
Worst.
They are the worst.
Said Cal State Long Beach Shark Lab Director Christopher Lowe tells the Ventura County Star it's been 30 years since basking sharks have been. Seen in the area in large numbers, which Acid Cat apparently knows what that is. After whale sharks can reach 60 feet long, basking shots are the second largest known shark, growing to be 30 feet long, though the ones seen locally have been in the 18 to 25-foot range. Oh, that's so much better. Okay. So we don't have enough data points or near basic information to say what is going on with their population with any confidence. Basking sharks are California's largest shark, and most people have never seen one.
It's the largest shark on the face of the planet. Is it the shark? Can you take me to the shark? And feed me some shark? I'm gonna shock you in your ass.
I hate the ocean, dude. Why are there giant sharks? Okay, dude. Buddy. Give me a second.
Because we need big things to eat lots of dumb fish.
Like he called you privately? Bunny? Like a voice call?
I would love to know what the hell's happening.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's already gone, actually, so can't even do it. He's already gone, Bunny. All right, he left himself. Doesn't even exist anymore. Can't even ban him. Sorry. Does this say Topo de Bay?
Yep. Topo de Bay, man. Best
Topo
de
Bay,
man.
Topo de Bay. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
All right, Game of Thrones.
Now you want to talk about
it? Yeah, that was really boring.
That's why it's last on my list.
Yeah, it was really
boring. And you picked it first. Maybe respect the order of the task.
I thought you meant an actual fucking yacht. Like, goddamn Megalodon came back.
You think Megalodon has returned after 30 years?
Sweet.
You thought Megalodon was here in 1980?
I wanted to know about that.
You're like, oh, 1989, Megalodon last seen. That's what you thought?
That would have been cool. Were you alive then?
Yes. No. In 1989, I was alive.
89? I heard 60.
No worries, Bunny.
5,000.
Okay.
You got some food on your chin there, man.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Where at?
Up, right, up, over. No.
like literal chin. There, no, there, yeah, there it is. Yeah, right there. You got it.
I feel it, man. I got it though.
What were you eating?
What color was it?
I don't know. It was like orange.
Oh, yellow? It was SpaghettiOs, probably.
There you go.
Yeah, man, that's SpaghettiOs.
That's the world that we live in.
Meatballs, dude.
Can't go wrong with them meatballs.
A little bit of mozzarella cheese in there.
You like those balls in your face?
Delicious, dude.
Yeah, meaty.
Delicious. Okay.
Covered in red.
Okay, Game of Thrones, man. Let's hear it. This is your segment.
So it was disappointing. Actually, it was more impressive than I thought it was going to be. Okay. I thought nothing was going to happen this episode. Two major things happened this episode. When they shut a fucking...
We're just going to spoil it, by the way. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, leave.
Sucks. You shouldn't be
here. It's Game of Thrones, okay? Avengers, I feel like 2 weeks is long enough. Game of Thrones, 25 hours.
You can get sitting on your ass at home.
Right,
so,
20... Like, yeah. Game of Thrones, immediate, I feel like you should know right away. Okay?
They shot a dragon out of the air.
They did. It died.
Like, I think those scorpion bow and arrow things, yes. They're a little more, you know, like cheat code kind of shit.
Well, did you see that...
They could reload and shoot that accurately and be lucky.
You saw that the writers said in their post-episode that Danny forgot about the Iron Fleet. You saw that, right?
Even though she was just reminded of it before she went
down
there?
Yeah, but you saw that in the post... Show, did you not see that?
Mm-mm. I don't listen to them anymore.
How hard is it to pull up?
They literally
do you have
HBO
on your phone?
Yeah.
Can we pull it up, plug in the audio?
I mean, I don't know. No, because I don't have a cord.
No, I have a cord right here.
I don't have the cord hole.
Oh, God, freaking... Ah! Ooh, I hate phones, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They're pretty bad.
I could probably find it on YouTube, right?
Yes, it's definitely on YouTube.
iPhones, no phones have headphone jacks anymore.
Yep.
They don't have headphone jacks. They got rid of headphone jacks.
Where were you with my rage about 2 years ago on this show?
Well, it didn't affect my life, dude. All my stuff is old.
Yeah.
I have old stuff.
You know, we've technically been doing the show for 2 years now.
And I've had the same equipment the entire time.
Yeah, 2 years.
Actually, I have a new monitor, so that's not true. Although this monitor is the exact same monitor we used to have. This one just works, so. Yeah, because it fit. I knew it fit. So what was I doing? Okay, Danny. Just forgot.
What the fuck are you typing? No, HBO, Game of Thrones, season episode 4. Oh, God.
It's right here, dude.
While Danny kind of forgot about the Euron's forces, they certainly haven't forgotten about her.
Keep going, because this is going to point out how dumb that statement is.
Okay, all right.
And the Golden Company has arrived in King's Landing, courtesy of the Greyjoy fleet. The balance has grown distressingly even.
While Danny kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet and Euron's forces...
We need to find Euron Greyjoy's fleet and sink it.
Your Grace, he's already destroyed a good portion of our fleet.
While Danny kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet and Euron's forces.
Okay, this is getting even more awkward than I thought.
Dude, he's just all over the fucking map.
Your strategy has lost us Dorne, the Iron Islands, and the Reach.
While Danny kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet and Euron's forces.
Euron's ships could be anywhere.
God, it just keeps place. Going.
To its fucking beginning.
Flying around
long.
The open seas alone for who knows how long.
Okay, all right, I think we get the point. So,
So, yeah.
You have any comments about that, or...
No. They're literally the dumbest people.
Like, this is my problem. I think I've said this several times on my stream and this stream, that my biggest problem with this season and the last season is that plot just has to happen. So, like, dragon had to die, so I guess he'll get arrowed out of the sky. Rap God. And, like, it's outrageous.
Yeah, man.
No, I can't explain how idiotic that is. He literally just said she forgot when in the episode he's talking about she was reminded, yes. Word for word,
yeah.
The Greyjoy fleet.
Yeah, but she forgot after that. She was thinking about other stuff,
no,
dude.
Well, she didn't forget.
She was thinking about her Starbucks order.
She didn't forget at all, you goddamn dipshits. She wasn't thinking there were going to be a Dragonstone, because she was told they were in King's Landing. She knew where the fuck they were, except they weren't there, they were here. She didn't forget about them. She was unaware of the happenings of her enemy. That's not the same thing as, oh, do these people exist? I forgot. I was dealing with a fucking Night King that I lit on fire that didn't get lit on fire, and then I fucked off for the rest of the episode.
Okay, so I hear your argument, and I counter it with this. They wrote the show, so what they say is how it happened.
That was a lot of air.
It was a lot of air. You really went at it there.
I did.
Rap God.
Stop it. Fucking stop it.
No, but seriously, like, yeah, that's a really great way to come to terms, you know, to make it good, but the writers just said it's not that. It's she forgot, so it doesn't matter what you think to make it good. What it is,
no,
is that.
Yeah. So. And yeah, all this season, you can make excuses all you want
right.
for some dumbass shit that
right.
happens, but it wasn't in the fucking episode.
Right.
And so, therefore, no. You can think all you want of where Bran was that entire winter, fall, goddamn fuckstorm.
What about this? What about the fact that they moved King's Landing from on Blackwater Bay in the seasons 1 through 6 or 7? What season are we on? 8? What season are we on?
8.
Okay, so seasons 1 through 7, there's King's Landing there in the intro right on Blackwater Bay. And then this season, season 8, it's up there in the dry, arid area.
Dude, I don't know. Also,
what
lake
that?
Underneath it.
This thing
this
right
one,
here, yeah.
It should be north of it.
And here's a season comparison. There's the sept that Cersei blows up. And here's the exact same shot, but because here's the sept, the ruins of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's the same
no.
shot.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, it's not, clearly, because here there's mountains and Blackwater Bay, and here there's a giant desert.
No, I heard that she's looking north.
I bet you did hear that. Did you also hear that they went to Carth?
You know, it's pretty darn familiar.
What about that one, man?
It's a little different.
Oh, is it? Yeah, how's it different? A little CGI?
Like, why is there sand there?
Like, dude, that's the point! They moved King's Landing into a desert! It makes no sense!
Like, I get it would be dead because it's wintertime, but there's still grass. Like, we've seen grass there, right?
There's grass. Look, there's grass. See, there's grass right here. See?
That's sparse grass. That's
there's some
desert
grass.
Grass, bro.
There's some grass. See, it's grass, dude. Don't worry about it. There's some grass.
Dude, their world building is full of shit. Literally full of shit.
But it didn't used to be.
Yeah, as soon as they ran out of shit
yeah.
from the books. I don't get it. Was somebody in charge above them that left?
Yeah, King's Landing is surrounded by forests. There's a million images of it being surrounded by mountains and forests.
Yeah. Okay, well, all I heard was that she's... Can you zoom in on that picture at all?
This one right here?
No, the one where she's looking.
This one, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I could manually zoom in on it, you know. I could do, you know, this and just poom, 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 poom. Okay, that's as close
okay.
as we get. What you want to look at? These big mountains?
Down.
Because then we can
down.
Scroll down and be like, oh, look, clouds.
Keep going down.
Okay.
I don't think that's the sept.
Okay, so she's looking at a different direction?
Yes, this is looking north, waiting for Jon's army to arrive. This is from the new preview, right?
But didn't they come from the sea?
No. Well, they split up.
Okay.
Daenerys and Tyrion and Grey Worm
uh-huh.
are coming from the sea. They got attacked. Jon
uh-huh.
and Davos are coming through the King's Road on foot from the north.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, go back down.
Okay.
Now go to the right.
Okay.
That
this is a sept.
Is rumored to be the dragon pit where they met for the meeting.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is looking north, which technically
okay.
lines up. So that one's eh.
Okay.
That one's kind of.
How
eh.
do you explain this one, though?
That one's bullshit.
Like,
that one's horse shit.
Like,
there are so many shots of the keep on a mountain surrounded by water, not on a hill. I don't know why they made that mistake.
I mean, this is 20 miles. Like, easy.
No.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
Also, if it was 20 fucking miles, imagine the time it would take for Cersei to get from the top of the tippy-top of the keep all the way to the north gate to stand in front of fucking Daenerys.
2 miles?
Yeah, that's more.
Okay. That's still a long way away from water.
They're on the water. It's on the water.
If I bought a house and it was 2 miles away from a lake, I couldn't be like, it's beachfront property. Okay? That's what Game of Thrones is trying to pull on us right now.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, I'm very excited for,
The fuck you looking at?
I thought there was a spider. It's just a shadow. It scared me. I thought it was a spider the size of a moon. I was terrified about pooping my pants. You ever see, like, a phantom spider, dude, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to die? Like, we would have stopped the show, and we would have smooshed that spider, dude. It would have been...
Spider smoosh.
Yeah, dude, it would have died. But yeah, hey. Yeah, so Game of Thrones, man.
Well, anyways...
Are you excited for Sunday?
Fucking what's-her-face, Danny McBride.
Yeah, Danny McBride. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yep.
Danny Glover.
Yes.
Daenerys. That lady.
Yes.
Emilia Clarke.
Yes.
She was like, this episode's bigger than Battle of Winterfell.
Well, of course they said that now, that everyone said Battle of Winterfell sucked.
Maybe they were trying to hype up Battle of Winterfell to make people not even think about
this. They didn't need to hype up Battle of Winterfell because it had 7 seasons of hype.
It did.
And then it fell on its face.
It really did.
So.
Yeah, man.
But you're excited.
I don't know.
What do you think's going to happen? Let me hear your theory.
Seeing, like, literally, from channels I've never seen. Like, I've watched a lot of nerds critiquing video channels on YouTube after The Last Jedi came out. And
right.
They were all shitting on it.
Okay.
So they're still on my, like, recommended list.
Okay.
So there's a lot of those that are shitting on Battle of Winterfell episode.
Yeah.
But there are completely separate new channels I've never seen before recommended to me because they're talking shit on the Battle of Winterfell. People don't like it.
I have noticed a turn. Like, remember this time last week I told you my chat said that most of the people said it was the greatest episode they had seen. This week, my chat says that they're slightly disappointed in last week's episode.
Britt, I think, still likes it, but she can't admit there are dumb things in it.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I don't care.
Come on. Let's get your predictions, man.
No, I don't care.
Who's going to end up on the Iron Throne? Who's going to win the battle?
This has been my prediction since we kind of saw Dany going bad.
Okay.
I think that Sansa's going to stand up to her in a really major... Well, she's back at Winterfell now. So
yeah, Sansa can't do anything. Sansa's worthless.
Bitch.
Did you read our Go Live notification today, by the way?
No.
Yeah. Our show is better than Game of Thrones. This is an irrefutable fact. Everything is better than Sansa. Also an irrefutable fact. I wanted to mainly trigger Taylor in case she couldn't be here tonight. I wanted to make sure she knew that Sansa was trash.
I don't know, man. Danny's going to go crazy.
Okay.
Her and Cersei are going to, like, fuck.
Wow, that's a twist ending.
John's going to be like, why wasn't I invited?
Okay.
And then kill them both.
Okay, and then he sits on the Iron Throne?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Actually, no, he doesn't deserve it since he didn't pet his dog.
Okay, he did not pet Ghost, that's true. Did you hear that they said he couldn't be pet because of the CGI budget?
Yeah.
They said it would cost too much money for him to pet Ghost.
That's the dummy. I can do it in my head right now of how I would shoot that scene.
Like, you could just do a regular dog and use perspective to make the dog look better.
1,000% you can!
I got news for you. The hobbits aren't small. They're regular-sized people. They shot it using perspective.
They already had the dog on green screen for him just being there. All you need to do was shoot John on a green screen, walking up to it, cut, him hugging a normal fucking big dog, cut, him standing away on a green screen, the big dog on the green screen.
Yes.
Bam, done, boozle.
It's too easy.
God, it's so easy. Fucking bullshit, man.
They just didn't want to defend the dog,
man. The worst excuses from these idiot, dumb, libtard cucks.
Really? You're going to make them the libtard cucks? All right, man. Brienne and Jamie, any thoughts about that?
Fuck them. Both of them.
Really?
Kill them both.
Oh my God.
I wish Bronn shot Jamie in his fucking face.
The Wildling King, is that Tormund? Is that who Asacat's talking about?
Yes.
A lot of people want them to spin off to be Tormund and Ghost.
That'd be a great
one. Just Adventures in the North.
That'd be great.
No.
He would need one other guy with him to what like, if the, level out the insane comedy.
What if the show ends with Jon going north after everyone in King's Landing is dead and he just pets Ghost and then the credits roll?
Best end of the show ever.
That would be great, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know how it ends and that's not it, so. Ghost, no ghost pets.
Nope.
That ain't gonna happen.
I already left Ghost behind because he's trying to take on more of his, like, Targaryen name.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think they wanted you to see is, like, he wasn't going to say goodbye to Ghost because it was never really his to begin with. Because he was never a Stark, and now he's not even a bastard.
Even though he is a Stark?
Well, he's not. Well, he is, but he's...
He's
part, I mean, that is kind of Stark. Ironic that, like, he's still
he's
just as much...
always been half Stark.
Yeah, he's just as much Stark as he always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
Dude.
That's true. Why didn't he pet Ghost?
You
then?
Think Arya is going to kill Cersei? She's just going to kill everybody this season?
No.
Because she's on her way down there to kill Cersei.
I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
Hound's going down there to kill the Mountain. No. She's going down there to kill Cersei.
No.
1,000%.
Ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
It won't happen, but I'm saying it basically should at this point.
I don't know. Actually,
just give her the rest of the show.
I don't remember what happens to Arya. I'm going to have to look that up.
Just... fuck off with your spoilers.
I don't remember what happens to her.
I don't care.
You only got 2 episodes left, man.
I know. Well, that was what I was saying. So many people are hating on the show, but they don't know how it ends yet. Like, what if?
Well, most of the people on the places I hang out, we know how it ends.
Yeah, and they're still disappointed?
Oh, they're incredibly disappointed. That's the reason we're also... Well, I shouldn't group myself in with these nerds, because these people are nerds. Mm-hmm. They're like Taylor, but hate-filled. Okay? So, like, I think... these people... Well, did I explain this on the show? Maybe I didn't explain this on the show. Maybe I told you at our brunch. We were really drunk Sunday. Mm. I don't know if you know that.
I was.
Yeah, but basically, a couple months before the season leaked, a bunch of plot details came out. And everyone was like, this is not how the show is going to end. There's no way. This is ridiculous. And then last week's episode, like the top 30% of those plot points happened. And then it set up to make sense for the next 30% of them to happen. So now everyone that's on those sites is like, well, the show's dead.
Yeah.
Like, because they know what's going to happen. Now, there's always a chance these spoilers could be wrong, but...
Dude, why not just make a 3-hour-long last episode?
I don't know, man.
Instead of a whole
Because then you
season.
Would cancel your HBO really, Go a
yeah.
week early.
Do we really need 3 filler fucking episodes about nothing?
You need to get HBO needs your money.
Like, I could literally edit this fucking season into a 3-hour-long movie.
Yes. Yes. Topher Grace will probably do it, right?
He should.
Yeah, he
somebody
should.
You can avoid all this shit. Somebody going back through watching it, I had a guy talk to me, he's like, you like Game of Thrones? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I've never seen it. Should I watch it? I'm like, I'll tell you after this season.
Menace is starting to watch it right now.
Menace, stop.
We were playing Overwatch with Menace the other day, and he was watching it with his brother.
Why is he watching it now and watching us? Like, he's going to know how the show ends by the time he gets there?
Guess what?
You
most
should not.
Don't
I
care.
I don't want to watch the show when I know how it's going to end.
Why?
Because then there's no point in watching it. I know.
I got 3 reasons to watch it.
Why?
Boobs, blood, and bad language. That's why you watch it.
There's 1 episode with good blood. The bad language is in everything.
Yeah.
Now. And the boobs, yeah, they're boobs, but...
The boobs do progressively get worse.
They really do, and also multiple different shows.
The dragons are barely in the show. They're barely in the show, honestly. It's not about the end, it's about the journey.
We got dragon
Colby.
Fight last episode.
We did?
Yeah, Winterfell. Well, 2 episodes ago, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, we, like, bit his toe, and that was that was about it.
And you couldn't see Dick because they didn't have the budget to do a full wide shot. They only could do, like, can you see anything? Can you see anything? Because you can't.
You know what I just thought of? They could have cut that scene in the very first episode where the dragon is creeping on Danny and Jon and use that money to pet Ghost.
Could have cut any fucking scene with the dragons in it.
They could have. Yeah. Never expect much from TV, even cable TV. But it's not TV, man. It's HBO.
And that's why I think people are so fucking mad.
Because some pencil pusher acid has said that there's not enough budget. That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's stupid because honestly, it does say a lot about Jon Snow's character that he doesn't pet the dog. But the reason that he doesn't comes down to budget. Not storytelling, budget.
Yep. Or that's just the excuse.
No, because he literally said in the thing, Danny forgot. I don't think they're worried about story integrity, dude.
I don't think they are. There's like two sets of people, man. I guess I can kind of understand because...
I kind of want to go back sometime. We should do this sometime. We should go back and we should listen to our Game of Thrones finale reaction from last year. Because we did a live show right after the season 7 finale.
Yeah.
And I would love to know what we said about it. To see what our expectations were.
All I know is they were high.
They're gotta be high.
They were real high. Because the fucking walkers just broke through the damn wall. We were pretty fucking hype.
Yeah, and then it took 3 episodes for them to arrive and 1 episode for the entire army to be wiped out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think we would have said that on the show? That would have been impossible to believe.
No. Yeah, no.
We might have called it because we're pretty hate-filled. I just remember
saying, I was like, who's the big bad, man? Is it the whites or is it Cersei?
Well, it's Cersei, apparently.
It's fucking Cersei.
I can't believe
it. I said that out of a doubtful... I hate life kind of scenario. Yeah. Like, what if? Just what if?
What if Danny forgets boats exist?
Yeah. And then
and she's up in the air.
Made a hateful bitch the big bad of the fucking season.
And she forgot to look at boats because she's in the air. She should be able to see them.
Oh, they came from behind a mountain.
Oh, she can't see over mountains?
Apparently not.
Maybe be higher.
She was really high in the air.
No, not that high. Not
high
enough.
She was super high.
Yep. Not high enough, I guess. That's all I got to say.
It was just so dumb.
It is real dumb, dude. It's real dumb. You want to talk about something else?
Yes.
Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah, let's go.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay. There are pro Xbox craft. Yes, I have. Pro Xbox craft.
Everyone who hasn't seen Endgame, get the fuck out right now.
And don't just mute it, pro Xbox craft. Mute, minimize for 3 minutes, all right? Because this is a spoiler.
The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer is about
I'm British Spider-Man.
If you haven't seen Avengers
am.
Endgame yet,
do you like Spider-Man?
Because there's some serious spoilers about
there's some spoilers in here.
Enjoy the trailer.
Enjoy the trailer, you will.
Everywhere I go, I see his face.
People always know.
I just really miss him.
Yeah, I miss him too. I don't think Tony would have done what he did if he didn't know that you were going to be here after he was gone.
So does he need to dodge bolts?
Iron Man now?
Well, no. I
probably
don't
not. No.
I'm too busy
it's
doing
great point.
Jobs.
What? He just
I'm
can.
Kidding, I'm kidding. Look, keep up the good work because I am going on vacation.
Heads up, Nick Fury's calling you.
I don't really want to talk to Nick
Answer
Fury.
The phone.
Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk. But I don't want to talk to him. You sent Nick Fury the voicemail?
I gotta go.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
What up, dorks?
What's up? We're just talking about the trip.
I'm here in St. Marco Polo's.
Oh, I think MJ really likes me.
You like that, man? You like that one?
You're a very difficult person to contact, Spider-Man. This is Mr. Beck.
Bitch, you've been to space.
Someone like you in my world.
Your world?
Beck is from Earth, just not ours. A snap to our hole in our dimension.
You're saying there's a multiverse?
We have a job to do, and you're coming with us.
Be someone else you can use.
What about Thor?
Off-world.
Captain Marvel.
Unavailable.
I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Bitch, please. You've been to space.
What do you want, Peter?
I want to go back on my trip with the girl who I really like and tell her how I feel.
MJ,
I am Spider-Man.
Okay, so Mysterio's definitely the bad guy, right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
You're right, you may not be ready, but this is my responsibility.
Saving the world requires sacrifice. Sometimes people die.
Oh my God. I just always feel like I'm putting my friends in danger.
The world needs the next Iron Man.
you going to step up or not?
I work with Spider-Man.
You work for Spider-Man?
I work with Spider-Man, not for Spider-Man. New plan.
Those pilots just died, by the way. Like, no one seems to care, you know. Those pilots are dead. They had families.
It could have been autonomous.
It's true. You know what? You're probably right. It probably was autonomous, you know. So, yeah, Mysterio, definitely bad guy. And they're making you feel like he's not the bad guy.
Yeah, because they would have showed
up. Do you think multiverse bait and switch? Do you think that they're saying there's a multiverse, but there really isn't? You think Mysterio is just using the multiverse as a way for him to make bad things happen and blame it on a multiverse? Because it is interesting that it would allow them to do a whole bunch of other things going into... Because this... Kevin Feige said this is the end for Phase 3. So this technically ends the Infinity Saga. Oh. This one does. So it doesn't start the next one. It ends this one.
Really?
So... But that doesn't mean there won't be clues in this for the next phase.
Right.
I'm sure there could be. But
I'm saying, why not end it with the movie that has the word end in the title?
It's a great point. It's hard to say. Why did Danny forget about dragons or whatever? You know, it's sometimes things
this
happen.
This is Kevin Feige, man. He's our only hope left.
Dude, he's hit it out of the park. Let's wait until he messes it up, okay? All right, he's on the highest note of his career, and he's had many highest notes of his career. He keeps getting better. He's not like Dingledorf and Dingledary, who go up and then kind of flatlined and then started slowly sinking, and then they just cashed it in at the last season because they got bought by Disney. So
what?
Yeah, they're doing Star Wars, man.
Oh,
you know, there's a rumor out there that they phoned in this season so they could get started early on Star Wars. I don't believe it, but
no.
There's no way. Like, money is good, you know.
It just blows my mind, though, that you take literally the three people who have fucked their fan base into arguments 50-50 split and throw them together and be like, make Star Wars.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a radical idea.
Oh, really? I think it's a dumb shit idea. That's what I think.
Boy. What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of which, there's this right here. So Disney, it says Disney has announced time slots for Star Wars films and the Avatar sequels. So Avatar has been pushed another year. It's now going to hit December 17th, 2021.
Are you fucking kidding?
Instead of December 18th, 2020. It also moves that Avatar 3 will open December 22nd, 2023, as opposed to 2021. And Avatar 4 will arrive on December 19th, 2025, instead of 2024. And Avatar 5 will now show up in 2027. So they're
2027?
Once every 2 years.
We're going to be dead by then.
Dude, it's stupid to think that we won't be dead by then, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
what, stupid to think that we won't be? Or?
Yeah, because we won't actually be dead.
No, we'll be dead.
No, we won't be.
Oh, we'll be dead. YOLO, man.
No, man, we're going to be here in my son's bedroom doing this show.
7 years from now?
7 years from now.
Oh, Christ. Nope.
Yeah, and we need to save this clip so we can go back and watch it.
Nope.
People might actually see our bodies slough into negativity on that day if we rewatch this clip.
Yeah, that won't happen.
I'm going to clip it right now and just make sure we have it.
That won't happen.
It might. We may not be in here.
8 years from now.
We may not be here.
8 years.
If we're in this room 8 years from now, we won't be because I would have quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Dead or changed from nuclear radiation. I will be a cockroach.
Something. Turn me into a bird spot.
What if 7 years from now, you're fat and I'm skinny?
On the track we're going?
Yeah, could happen, man.
Could happen.
It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
So didn't you see that they released, like, all Disney movies for the next, like, 4 or 5 years?
Well, that's probably what's in this article right here. This news comes as part of a larger shift in release dates unveiled by Walt Disney. The company is moving around the debuts of various movies inherited after buying the bulk of 21st Century Fox Film and Television. As part of the new release date, Disney announced there will be a trio of untitled Star Wars entries. These will hit theaters after Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker brings the Skywalker spinoff saga to a close. The first, the new three films, will hit the big screen in 2022. There will be two other follow-ups to premiere: Christmas Corridor, 2024 and 2026. This news
we're gonna
means
have a 3-year gap in between Star Wars films?
No, every 2 years. 2022, 2024. Oh, you mean between this one and the newest one? Yes. That's correct.
That's crazy.
That's correct.
So are they taking like a step back for a hot second and being like, all right, what
new
are,
development?
What are
I don't
we
know.
Gonna fucking do.
Well, they already said they were going to take a break. But is 3 years a break?
Yeah.
Especially if they're doing all this TV in between.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they're really focusing on pushing content for Disney Plus.
I mean, TV will be good. I mean, Jon Favreau is making the Boba Fett one, you know?
That was my question, is I can kind of understand the budget situation in Game of Thrones.
Right.
Because one person can buy an HBO subscription and share it with, like, their close relatives, you know?
Yeah.
You can't do that same thing with a ticket to a movie.
It's true.
So, like, the budget for Endgame's definitely in a different realm than the budget for Game of Thrones, because their profit margins, there's not as much.
It's true.
But!
Yeah.
Come on.
Think of how many more things Disney
find a way
pays for,
right,
though, compared to
right,
like HBO.
Do they really need to give John Oliver that much of a budget to blow on buying websites every fucking episode?
Hey man, websites are cheap, dude.
He had fucking 5 actors read some douchebag's lines from a
they did that for free.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they fucking didn't.
They probably did it for whatever the union scale is. You know?
Yeah.
But I think they legally have to be paid like $250 or something like that. No, they were given $1 million each. Taylor also says that they do need that budget.
What?
That John Oliver needs that budget.
No. No, he doesn't. He needs his fucking writing staff. That's it. The guy who does Photoshop, that's about it.
The Photoshop guy?
Yeah.
You only say that because you're the Photoshop guy.
Well, and he does a lot of Photoshop shit.
Well, he also does a lot of bits.
Yeah, they're really bad, though.
I don't watch it, so I can't comment.
Yeah, they're really bad.
I've stopped watching all things political. It's too depressing.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
It's too depressing.
Where, did you know the Chinese are in town?
The Chinese! No, I don't.
In town to talk trade deals?
I did not. Cool. Yeah. That's great. I'm sure something will happen from that. Fox's New Mutants, an X-Men film with a Game of Thrones star Macy Williams, was pushed back from August 2nd, 2019 to April 3rd, 2020. I'm sorry. August to April. Meanwhile, Gambit, another X-Men entry, was removed completely. Channing Tatum, Lev Speedoff, was previously dated for March 13th, 2020. That's not all. In 2020, Steven Spielberg's West Side Story adaptation will launch on December 18th, 2020. Cruella, a live-action 101 Dalmatian spinoff, will launch December 23rd, 2020, ahead of a long holiday weekend. As expected, Ad Astra, an astronaut drama starring Brad Pitt, will now lift off September 20th, 2019. The movie had barely received any promotion ahead of its weekend slot, so the delay was all but inevitable. Handful of summer 2019 releases were also shifted around, including the Act of Racing in the Rain, Ready or Not, Artemis Fowl, will now come out in
anybody think we
May of 2019. It's weird that Artemis Fowl moved, because that was one of the big ones that people are talking about for...
Do you care about any other movies minus Marvel? I can't tell you one movie that I've seen.
I mean, I care about a certain sequels to movies I already like.
Like what?
Like I'm interested in Lion King remake, Aladdin remake, Frozen 2, Toy Story 4.
Any non-Disney movies?
What are there? What exists?
Paramount, Sonic.
Not Sonic. Detective Pikachu, man. I want to watch that. Hobbs and Shaw, dude. Heck yeah. Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw, dude. Godzilla vs. Mothra. I'm excited about that. Like, not go to the theater excited for it, but we're going to see Hobbs and Shaw, dude.
Who?
Me and you. IMAX opening night.
No, we are.
You're gonna dress as The Rock. I'm gonna dress as Jason Statham's fat uncle, and we're gonna go, dude. It's gonna be great.
And you should go as The Rock.
No, you got the tats and the muscles.
Shave your head, man.
You shave your head.
No, you shave.
But they're first of all, they're both bald.
That's true.
So we both have to shave our heads. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they are.
Detective Pikachu, I think, is gonna be good. Actually,
it's gonna be so dumb.
I think it's gonna. You're dumb. You don't even like Pokemon.
So
name
dumb.
Five Pokemon.
Pikachu, Charizard, Squirtle, Blastoid.
No, that's close, but not one. A Blastoid is what you get on the inside of your butt cheek.
What is the one I'm thinking of? What is the one I'm thinking
of? I'm sorry, I'm laughing too hard at my own joke. Acid just put it in chat. I'm just staring at it.
That made you laugh, huh?
Blastoid. You're thinking of Blastoise. O-I-S-E.
That's the same thing.
No. Okay.
Mewtwo.
Okay, I think you got one left.
Mew.
Those probably shouldn't count.
What's the fucking plant one?
There's a lot of plant ones,
like,
man.
The main plant one.
There's a lot of main plant ones?
Like, you know, in the game, you can start off by picking three.
Oh, okay, Bulbasaur is
that
who you're thinking
one.
Of. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got him, dude.
What's the cat?
What noise is a cat?
Meowlinx?
No. You got half of it, though.
Meowminx?
No.
Meow Nix? Chat meow?
Check me out.
Check me out. Meow Links? What's it called?
Meowth.
Meowth?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
You think of any more?
That's dumb. Ratatouille?
That's not. It's not one.
The rock one?
There is several rock ones.
The phoenix?
There is also a phoenix one, yes. I'm amazed that you even know some of them.
There's like a... It looks like a piece of shit with a plant growing out of it. It's like a brown body and then a plant, little flower or leaf coming off the top.
Okay, that one I don't know. I feel like
that
one...
I mean, that just might be another anime thing.
That might just be something else you've seen, so... Mm. That's a dish and a beloved Disney movie, Ratatouille.
Yeah, man. No, I don't know much at all about.
I mean, my favorite's Blastoid. So Blastoid. Can you go home tonight and sketch Blastoid and we put him on a shirt?
It's gonna look just like Blastoise.
It has to be
the goddamn same.
It has
name.
To be 30% different for copyright reasons. And we'll put Blastoid underneath
I'll just,
it.
I'll put a big ass on him. A big human ass on him.
Yes,
his
do it.
His shell will be an ass.
Do it, dude. Color that thing in. We'll throw it up on a shirt. No. We'll sell. We got a Puff Dip shirt. Why can't we do Blastoid? No. I would love. I'll drink out of a Blastoid coffee mug. No, that'd be great, dude. It'd make me laugh every time I saw it. Oh, my
God.
Look,
there's John Ralphio talking about a Sonic.
Oh, is there? Well, that was way less dramatic because it didn't close. That was supposed to go away, but it.
You don't want to talk about him talking about Sonic?
No. No, I don't. Look at all these movies coming out, man. That's disgusting.
Call of the Wild?
It's what? Disgusting. Look at all these movies. Look at them all, dude. Art of Race in the Rain, Ready or Not, Ad Astra, Ford versus Ferrari, Star Wars, Spies in Disguise, Underwater, Call of the Wild, New Mutants, Artemis Fowl, The One and Only Ivan, Death on the Nile, West Side Story, Cruella, and Nimona, Avatar 2, Star Wars.
But is Cruella Dalmatian?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Did we? Who's Cruella? Is it the fucking bitch who was married to Brad Pitt?
What?
Angelina Jolie?
I don't think they've announced who Cruella's going to be yet.
You know it's going to be Angelina Jolie.
It was, Oh, God. Glenn Close in the,
It's gonna be Angelina.
Wasn't
Jolie.
There already a live action 101 Dalmatians? Yeah, because
yes.
Glenn Close played Cruella de Vil, right? Mm-hmm. So is this gonna be like Maleficent, where it's about the villain more than it's about The dogs?
Maybe.
Why would you go see...
Bet money Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Fuck.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, she is a Disney girl.
She ain't that evil.
What about Anna Kendrick?
No, neither of them are evil. Angelina Jolie's a bad bitch.
No, I definitely think Anne Hathaway could be bad.
Bad bitch. Fuck no.
I definitely think
God
she could.
No, she ruined The Dark Knight Rises.
What about... She ruined The Dark Knight Rises? You blame Anne Hathaway for that.
Yep.
Not Tom Hardy.
I love Bane. Bane is more than a man. Hello.
Hello, Bane.
Come to ruin Gotham with a big old explosion and time bomb that will may or may not go off and kill me in the process.
Why did you set up shop in the sewers in New York City?
Because it smells fantastic.
I mean, there's in there like a million different rats.
We eat them.
You eat the rat.
It's Ratatouille.
You really are doing a lot for New York City, then.
Yeah, I'm really cleaning
Bane,
it up, man.
I gotta be honest. I think Menace, a New York City resident, if he knew Bane was in the sewers, even if you were gonna blow up...
It's not New York, it's Gotham.
Whatever. Okay, a Gotham resident.
I don't know what this accent has
it's
evolved
It's not Bane
to.
Anymore. But if he, even if you were like, I'm gonna blow up Jet Stadium, but I'm gonna kill all the rats, he'd be like, that's okay. That's what would happen, Bane.
How many rats really are there? I've been to New York twice, didn't see one rat.
He said there's one rat for every human.
Well, yeah, but...
That's involved.
I didn't see one.
See, he's like, he got rid of the rats from joining Bane's cause. Dude, they were watching on their podcast, available at jessesprivateparty.com, part of the Raptor Teeth Network. He was talking about rats. There's got people in New York City who are training their dogs to hunt and kill rats. And, like, there's people just sitting in subways and a rat will just fall on them, man.
It's awesome.
That's horrifying.
Dude, it's a new pet. It's a free pet.
That pet has bubonic plague, bro.
He's fine. He doesn't.
He does.
No, that was back in, like, the 1800s.
The bubonic plague still exists, dude.
The food that we give them, you know, and make, like, our food.
Pizza.
Yeah. It has chemicals in it, man.
It kills bubonic plague.
It makes everyone get into puberty quicker and makes rats non-lethal.
That's why all the rats have such big dongs. Nothing? Okay.
No.
I like that joke, but whatever.
Gambit
okay.
is removed. Yeah, so some of these may be removed on here as well, because it's saying that Gambit is on this list.
Yeah, Untitled Fox Marvel removed. Project removed. Untitled Fox Marvel Project removed. Yeah. I don't, Acid, I'm not even, you know, I know why you know that, but I'm going to pretend I don't know why you know that, so.
I don't
want to
know it.
I don't want to know it either. So, we probably got time, because I'm sure you want to build cities, right?
Sure.
Like, you want to spend your whole 2 hours building cities. I see you didn't bring your laptop.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. I uninstalled it.
And you only had 5 days to put it back on, so.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
do
When that. Did you check to see if it was installed?
Like tonight.
Like what time tonight?
Like 5.
Like as soon as you got home?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck it.
Okay.
Playing it on the Xbox.
Yep.
We're going to build a basic-ass bitch city.
Yep. You sure are. Okay, well, you got one more topic. Which one do you want to talk about, man?
Dude, let's watch Pikachu dance for an hour and 42
okay.
minutes.
Let's watch it, dude. So Ryan Reynolds shared this on his Instagram. A link to Detective Pikachu, the full movie. I actually haven't seen this, but I knew what happened because internet exists, but... I mean, you think these are the real opening titles? I also like how it has his name up in the top left. For, like, fake realism, you know, because his screener would have his name.
Right.
Right. Actually, kind of fills me with disgust. I mean, they're actually playing it, man. This is the real movie. Dude, look at these Pokemon. Are you telling me this isn't the greatest thing you've ever seen? This is going to be another Endgame. This might be the greatest. I don't know if we'll ever have a better year for movies. Like, all these Pokemon in the background, dude, to look at them and see them. You're going to have to watch this movie 30 times to catch them all, dude. You get see what I did there? Catch them all. See what I did there?
Yeah, man.
You're pretty good, I know. Is this literally what's going to happen for the next hour and 40
yep.
minutes?
Yep. It should have been Rick Astley.
Probably couldn't get the rights. Is there lyrics at any point? Do you know? I mean, the cardio on this mouse, dude.
It's not a mouse.
It is a mouse, dude.
Mouse.
It is.
It's a Pikachu.
It is a Pikachu. You're correct. It just literally starts over. Some editor just copy and pasted this. What a legend. Are there credits? When's it in? Minute 42:53. So there's no credits. Wow.
That's 12 million views.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't count the entire movie, right?
No.
And it just ends. Yep. Wow. Wow. Cool. Cool, man. Yeah. Yeah. Do you see Detective Pikachu has enough adult outtakes to make an R-rated version? It's kid-friendly. Deadpool ain't. During an interview with Kotaku last month in Tokyo, Ryan Reynolds said an R-rated version of Detective Pikachu was possible. He said, motion capture unique experience which you are alone. Dope a billion things up against the wall. It's up to somebody else to sift through and figure out what they're really going to think is applicable and what they feel they want to use. I come out with 85 options for any one joke. It was crazy. So, there you go, man. Everything we did ran the gamut from R to PG. You know that man, like,
Did you die?
I'm trying to think of the word.
Fraternized?
No, you know Pikachu? How, like... that means he had sex with Pikachu. Yeah, no, that's not what I mean.
I
mean,
like, I need
he said it
like
ran the gamut from R to PG.
Yep.
I feel like the normal person says PG to R. So his brain works with the dirty first, then goes to the clean.
You expect anything different?
I mean, I guess not from Ryan Reynolds, no.
The guy single-handedly got the fucking Deadpool movie to happen.
Did he? Single-handedly?
Basically.
Did he?
Maybe multiple-handedly, but, you know.
He was a big part of it.
He
also is single-handedly responsible for destroying Deadpool in the first place.
No, actually, you know who is?
Who?
David Benioff.
No way.
Yeah. Or one of them. One of the DB,
yeah, okay.
DB or David. Yeah, they wrote Origins.
They did not. Mm-hmm. The one with the mouth gone Deadpool.
Yep.
That movie was pretty good up until the end, wasn't it?
Yep. I also liked the end. There's a fucking 300 moment.
Except for Deadpool.
No, literally the only scene I like is they're on top of the fucking nuclear reactor. He slices his neck in half and then just Spartan kicks him off the goddamn thing. That was a badass scene. Also, the intro to that movie, fantastic.
I don't remember
everything
the intro.
Everything in the middle was really bad. The intro was him and his brother's Sabretooth guy, Liev Schreiber.
Okay.
Fighting through every single war over the course of history because they can live forever.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was like the American Revolution, the Civil War, and then I went to...
The American Revolution!
D-Day, and then,
why didn't they just put him in Rome?
In Vietnam.
You know, put him in the Colosseum.
Ended.
How old is Wolverine?
He's fucking old, bruh. Fucking old, bruh!
Stupid.
1,000 years old talking
he ain't
to
a goddamn 1,000 years
18-year-old Anna Paquin.
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
No,
he would be. No. I don't even know who would be appropriate
she's
to him
into
anymore.
The really old guys, because isn't
yeah,
Bill
yeah,
like
she's
5,
in the vampires.
000?
Yeah, yeah, Menace. That's what I thought. He's like 100-something in the comics, not 400 years old. He's not Dracula.
Dude, he was in the American Revolution.
He was not.
He was holding up a fucking musket. Look up on YouTube.
No,
the
I
intro.
Believe it.
Look up the intro, because one, I want to see it again, and two, it's badass.
Intro,
and three, I want to point that you are wrong. You are wrong, sir. Right there.
Is this it?
I don't know. 55. Now, this is the end.
Okay, why is he raping that girl?
This is the end. He's in Vietnam. He went bad. No, this is not it.
It says intro.
Not it. This is only part of it. Go back. Find the minute. That one. American Revolution, bro.
God, it was for Civil War. Recorded it up.
That was Civil War. Okay, so Civil War.
That's still 200 years old.
Yeah.
So they fought on opposite sides. That's not how the Civil War worked.
They're the same side. Took a fucking cannonball, bro. That's World War One.
They had the budget to do this.
Yeah, man.
But not to let Jon Snow pet a dog.
Yep.
I mean, this doesn't even really look that good. It's a cool concept, I agree. But, like, the effects are arguably, clearly, on a soundstage.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to Kevin Durant, man? I liked that guy.
Who is Kevin Durant?
He was Martin Kimi in Lost, and I think he was in this movie, and then he disappeared.
Who?
I'll show you a photo. Are you done with this? You done already?
It's D-Day, man. They had the budget to reenact Saving Private Ryan.
Man, I don't think this cost a lot of money. They probably went down to Hollywood Costumes and got some D-Days. You know?
No, they have one boat.
Don't you think that, like, they would know he'd been in the military for 100 years at this point? Right? That was my grandfather, Schmogen. Like, I mean... What about your brother? Is that your grandfather, too?
Kill the Nazis.
That's his grandfather, B.F. I don't remember Sabretooth's real name, so... His helmet's also not strapped on. That's not safe. Now we're in Vietnam?
Yeah.
He got the bloodlust. Is that what happened, dude?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Wolverine, you cannot fly a helicopter, bro. That is not regulation. Look at that transition. That was sloppy at best.
That was cool, man. Now he's raping a Vietnamese chick.
Why is he raping women? This took a turn.
Stand down, soldier.
Now he's fighting his own men.
This took a turn, man. I did not expect this. How would you like your name to appear during the rape scene? Like, you're like, yeah, my name appeared during the Civil War. My name appeared during the trenches. My name appeared during the storming of Omaha Beach. My name appeared when a lady was being raped. Oh, he's defending his brother. I think Stan Lee was happy to be executive producer of this movie. Like, how does Stan Lee seriously, like, look at that and go, yeah, I like what you did to Deadpool.
Dude, he has no power.
Then why is he executive producer?
Because they give it to him as a. It's more for the movie, being like, yeah, Stan Lee's on this, and he's like, no, I'm fucking not.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm fucking
no,
not.
No, I am absolutely not.
Do you see me in this movie? No, you don't.
No, I'm not in this movie.
Well, you might. I can't remember.
Okay, I'm gonna look up Kevin Durant.
Who the fuck is Kevin Durant?
Does he say Excelsior in that, dude?
He's in everything,
dude. No, he's not. It's this guy. These are horrible photos of him. Okay.
He's in everything.
Okay, he was Bazooka Marksman Joe. That's his first thing. dude, he was in your favorite movie, Smokin' Aces. You love that movie.
Yeah.
Jeeves Tremor, dude. He played the Blob. So they made him fat in that
Legion.
Movie.
Legion, yeah, I remember that one.
See, no one saw this movie. He's just had a string of flops. Robin Hood?
Flop.
Eh.
I mean, that one was better than the one that just came out.
It was bad. Okay? I Am Number 4.
Oh, God.
Flop.
He was in the Immortal Instruments? That's a bad sign.
Like Resident Evil Retribution.
Yep, that's bad.
Mortal Instruments, yeah.
That was a flop.
He kept doing these Russell Crowe movies that flopped. He's like in the only Russell Crowe movies that were bad.
Dude, he looks very similar to another dude.
Yeah, he does not. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. What's he been in? Anything? Swamp Things, dude. I loved him in Swamp Thing.
He was in Ballers.
He was in Ballers. 3 episodes. He couldn't even last a couple episodes on Ballers, dude.
No, he could not.
It sucks, man. Sucks to suck.
Well, fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
Kevin
the end of the show.
Durant, man.
Not yeah, this is the resume of it. Not Durant. No.
He is not an NBA.
He is not Kevin Durant. That man is still successful, although apparently he just tweaked his knee, and so he may be out for the rest of the
playoffs. Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, really?
That's what you get for leaving OKC.
Dude, he wanted rings, okay?
Dude, he got one, two, two, two.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. How many does LeBron have?
Three. Four?
I don't know. We should know this.
I think he's got four now.
Hey, Siri, how many championships has LeBron James won?
LeBron James has won three championships.
Just three, dude. He sucks. The Lakers killed him, dude. Three championships?
No.
Yes, Siri doesn't lie, dude. LeBron James, Wikipedia, look at it right there, man.
So he only won two with Miami?
And then one with Cleveland.
One with Cleveland?
Yeah.
Pathetic.
It is pathetic, actually. It's pathetic that he couldn't be put on teams like these super teams.
How many? What?
Like, he couldn't be put on these super teams.
You're telling me that fucking Miami wasn't a goddamn super team?
Let me know. Not really.
It absolutely was.
No, it was.
It had Bosch. It had Wade. It had Birdman. It had J.R. Smith. It had fucking that one shooter from Boston. I forget his damn name.
Ray Allen.
Yes.
Okay, Ray Allen literally was cashing retirement checks during his heat
no.
days. Yes, he was.
No.
Yes, he was. Birdman. All he could do was foul out a game.
To shoot a fucking three, okay?
That's all he could do.
Yeah, that's the only thing he ever could do.
Dwayne Wade was good, okay? He's not Kevin Durant great.
He's pretty great, man.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Is he better than Kevin Durant?
Maybe in his heyday.
But was it his heyday when he's playing with LeBron James?
No.
Okay. Is he better than Steph Curry?
No.
Is he better than Klay Thompson?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steph's shot, you can't beat.
I would say Iguodala
overall
is the Dwayne Wade of the Warriors. Mm. And he's a bench warmer for the most part.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh, he may be dead.
I think he is.
He might be dead.
Yeah, he might be.
Yeah, we don't know who he is. Yeah. Birdman might be dead. Actually, all of those people might be dead except for Dwayne Wade.
Fucking LeBron.
Well, Lakers killed him. He's been murdered. He's not dead. He's been murdered. There's a difference.
Poor guy, man.
And Kyrie, what happened to the Celtics, man? It's funny to me that Britt doesn't like the only Boston sport that flamed out. Like, how convenient is that? You know?
Are they completely out
yet?
Yeah,
they're gone. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I was hoping for all four Boston teams to win this year.
Hey, man, you might have four Overwatch League hit the playoffs, dude. There you go.
There you go. She might accept it then if they...
She won't.
No,
there's
won't.
No chance. Okay, when we start talking about sports, we got to end the show because literally we're out of our element now, so...
Dude, the ball and the goal and the score.
The ball goes in the hoop, touchdown.
Referees and things.
Yeah, dude. Hula hoops. Okay. All right, this is it. We're gonna leave. We're going to take a quick break. Colby's going to play City Skylines. He's going to relax. Should we put on like a Zen playlist for you, man?
Sure, man.
And we can just relax and enjoy some City Skylines action.
I'm going to hate how it operates.
You will. But I'm here to help you because it is confusing. But once you get the hang of it, it's not too bad, honestly.
All right.
It's not too bad. And you can be a bird. You can be a bird and fly around your own city. Can't do that on PC, so.
You definitely can.
You can also be a panther.
You can definitely be a bird.
You cannot.
Yeah, you can.
I doubt. Only with mods.
Does that mean that you can't do it? That means you absolutely can do it.
You could also be a cute dog.
Why?
Anyway, we're going to leave. We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time for more fun, more thrills, some highfalutin action. Everything at SethandColby.com if you're watching on-demand video or you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. SethandColby.com is where you can go. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Do watch old episodes. Listen to old episodes. Buy t-shirts. Follow us on social media. All the stuff. So we're going to take a quick break if you're watching us live on Twitch. And we'll be back. We'll be back shortly. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.